You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. And Spirit is wanting me to briefly tell you about my process so that way you can also honor your own process or processes, depending on the intention, the project, the desire, the dream, the fruition of this visualization that you have, this yearning, whatever it is. So honoring your own process. And if you don't have one, or maybe you aren't sure what that means, let's dive into that. So in this episode, we'll just chat about this one topic about there are essentially two options, not entirely, but essentially two options. You either do things for others or you do things for yourself. Of course, there's a blending of both and there are other options, but let's focus on those two options for now. Now, depending on if you're a parent or a caretaker or this is part of your career, you may be doing things out of a obligation, right? So you have responsibilities. But let's say you didn't. Let's say that you don't have those responsibilities. I'm not saying, you know, denying those, just for this example in this moment. So Spirit is encouraging you to do your dreams based off of your own wanting and your own desire for yourself. Now, at first this might sound selfish, but when you're honoring what it is that's calling for you and what your soul is calling for you to do, which could entail other people, it could, not saying that it won't or it doesn't, but when you're following your own intuition and your own calling, even if it doesn't make sense logically, because most likely it won't, you're gonna feel 1,000 times more fulfilled than if you were doing something out of a sense of obligation for someone else or something else. You'll notice the difference. Now, I know this can go against others' beliefs, and I'm not saying one way is right and the other one is, one way is 100% right and the other way is 100% wrong. Again, it's a blending and it's a different perspective on this, but Spirit's encouraging you to think about what it is that you can do that will honor your own feelings about what it is that you want. And again, depending on your circumstances, this may be hard to perceive because you might be so custom or so used to or so conditioned to a certain lifestyle that focusing on yourself might be challenging. And maybe part of your soul's calling is to do for others. So I know that sounds kind of conflicting. But essentially, when we're doing things that feel restrictive or feel dense or feel constricted, this is our, I don't want to say red flag, but this is a sign for you to redirect your energy towards something that feels more aligned with what will help you feel liberated, feel expansive, feel in the flow of energy. And it's interesting because I'm always trying to weigh both sides of the same coin because I'm very aware of different perspectives, different perceptions, different circumstances. And so that oftentimes gets in my way when I'm trying to convey a message. So the message here essentially is for you to focus on what would help you feel liberated rather than doing something out of obligation. So this may require some really deep, deep time for yourself, making time for yourself, making time for your passion, self-discovery, really getting down to why are we doing the things that we're doing? And how can we honor our truest nature? Now, the reason for all of this is for healing, because we need to make time for our own dreams. Because if we allow ourselves to be so consumed by others' projections onto us, then we may find oftentimes we're found in this sense of guilt or shame or burdensome feelings, or we don't really know what it is. We kind of get lost in the tangling entanglement of not knowing what is what. And so Spirit's encouraging you to kind of weasel your way out in a very positive, like, lighthearted manner. Like, I'm envisioning you being, like, not you personally, but maybe if this resonates, like being entangled in, like, all of this, like, tape, you know, like not sticky tape, but almost like tape from an old cassette, right? You're like, how the hell did I get all tangled up in this cassette? Like, what? Like, I can breathe and I'm okay, but yet I'm, like, tangled in this tape, and I know that I can get out, but it's kind of comforting in here, right? It's kind of comforting. It's kind of like, well, whatever, I guess I'll stay because, you know, I can breathe and I can move. And yet it's kind of like obscuring my vision. It's kind of obscuring my way of thinking, and it's kind of getting in the way. But even though I'm all entangled in it, I can still move and I can still live my life. But it's kind of annoying, right? It's kind of annoying and it's burdensome. And God, like, I could just simply cut myself out of this. I could simply take a pair of scissors and cut all of this tape. And so Spirit is encouraging you to do that. So as you cut yourself out of the tape, as you cut the tape from around you, it doesn't diminish it. You know, I guess you can untangle it if you don't want to think about cutting it. Maybe you want to preserve it in some way. So clearly this is symbolic, right? And so you can get yourself out of it very easily just by backing out. And then if you want to preserve that tape, because if it's something special, you can do so. Maybe you don't want to cut it. Maybe you do want to cut it. Maybe you want to burn it. Maybe you want to bury it. Maybe you want to flush it down the toilet, although that might clog the toilet. So you have to think about if you are to back out of something, or if you are to remove something that's surrounding you, how do you want to do it? So the intention here is to give yourself the space and the clarity, finally getting rid of the thing that's just a nuisance. It's just not working anymore. It's just getting in the way. And so as you do that, you will see, oh my God, why the F didn't I do this before? Why was I just allowing it to entangle me? Why was I doing that for so long? Because you just didn't want to deal with it, right? You just didn't want to deal with it. You didn't really know what to do with it. So Spirit's now encouraging you to think about, okay, how do I want to get out of this? What do I want to do with it? And then afterwards, okay, so it's still there. I can untangle it. I can bury it. I can preserve it. I can put it in a nice little box and I can go back and remember it if I want. I don't have to entirely get rid of it unless I want to. And so as you do that, you will notice, oh my God, you'll be like liberated. Holy shit. You're gonna think like, why didn't I do this a long time ago? Why didn't I do this a long time ago? And so you're still honoring the process. You're still viewing it. You're seeing it. You're being one with it. And yet you're allowing yourself to be free from that. And so that's the invitation now. That's the invitation from your higher self, from the universe, God, consciousness, again, whatever you want to call it. This is your invitation. So it's up to you. Oh, it's up to you. Oh no. No one is going to force us to do this. No matter how many therapy sessions you have, no matter how many psychic mediums you go to, no matter how much you dwell on what to do, the action of doing it is what's going to give you the relief that you're looking for. And that's scary because you don't know what's going to happen. Liberation is what's going to happen. Liberation and freedom, clarity. So making space for your wings to soar, making space for your wings to expand. Whatever wings you want, or those fairy wings, or those butterfly wings, or those eagle wings, or those falcon wings. Are they witch wings? It's whatever wings you want, and now you can allow them to be free. Now you can see from above. Oh my gosh, now I have the clarity of what I really need to do. So there you have it, my dear. That is the answer that you've been looking for. Do what you want with it. Do what you will. And trust, I know that it's hard. I know that that's hard. But you can call upon your assistants to help you. You can, and that's the key, really, to know that even alone, you're not really alone, right? You're not lonely being alone. You can finally think. You can finally think. You can finally do the thing that you want to do. Okay, I hope that this was helpful, and I know that it was. I know that it was. I trust. So I'm always here for you. So if this resonates, you're more than welcome to reach out to me, to receive a reading, to invest in yourself. Invest in your dreams. Invest in your self-discovering path before you. I invite you to head to my shop on my website if this resonates. All of this is just honoring who you are, discovering more of what you have to offer, the gifts. It will continue to light the way. You always have the power. Everything else, all the templates, all of the tools around you are just that. They're tools to help you discover even more, to dig deeper, to lift the veil, to dust off, to have the clarity. Alrighty, there you have it, and so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.